27. They gathered in the lounge Saturday evening. Veek kicked the fire door shut, blocking them off from the hall. Roger set his Blu-ray player on a chair while he hooked it up to the flat screen. The others dragged two of the couches over in front of the television. Clive glanced at the movie next to the player.
The Incredible Hulk?
The Hulk rocks,
said Roger as he pushed a last cable into place. Nate flipped it over and read the fine print on the back. Is this the good one or the bad one?
They were both bad, said Veek.
Oh, don't mess with his superheroes, said Debbie.
It's the good one,
Clive announced. He glared at Veek in mock anger. Nate handed the movie to Roger, who dropped the disc into the loading tray.
We're not really watching it anyway, said Veek. What's the big deal?
Could watch it when we're done, said Roger. Love it when he punts Tim Roth across the field.
I'd be up for that, said Clive.
Me too, said Zila. Anyway, Nate said, let's talk mysteries first. He sat down on the arm of a chair near the television and faced the group. Zila, Veek, and Tim sat on the couch closest to him. Debbie, Clive, and Mandy were on the one behind them. Roger straddled one of the smaller folding chairs and rested his chin on his arms. So, we've all noticed weird stuff here, said Nate. I was thinking if we all compared notes, we might start to see some sort of bigger pattern or something.
Something like what?
Asked Tim. Nate shrugged. If I knew, it wouldn't be a mystery. Roger put up two fingers.
What do we get out of it?
I don't know. Answers?
It'd be cool if there was a bunch of Nazi gold buried here or something, said Veek, but I wouldn't hold your breath.
They all chuckled. Mandy raised her hand.
Is Oscar okay with all this?
Nate shifted on the arm of the chair. To be honest, he said, no. A couple of us have tried to talk to him about it, but he seems pretty dead set on keeping things in the dark. He kind of implied if we dug around too much, we could get evicted.
He didn't imply, said Veek. He openly told me.
Mandy's eyes went wide. She stood up.
I can't be part of that, she said. I can't get evicted.
Nate put up a hand. We're just talking, he assured her. He can't evict us for talking. It's just the more active stuff.
You sure?
As sure as I can be. She sat back down, but she didn't look relaxed anymore.
Nate talked about the possible sub-basement and about calling the Department of Interior regarding the plaques.
Then, for those who hadn't heard it, he told the story of running into Kathy, the actress, who had pretended to be Tony, the property manager. Veek also mentioned her search for P.T. Kavach. Roger raised his fingers again. He looked confused.
The building's named Kavach?
Veek shook her head.
Didn't you ever notice the big letters over the door?
He shrugged.
Never look at that stuff. None of it's ever important.
Anyway, Nate said, we're guessing P.T. Kavach is one of the architects or original owners or something, but we can't find anything on him.
Where'd you get the name? Asked Tim.
Off the cornerstone. Nate flipped through the legal pad on the chair next to him and pulled out a photo Veek had printed out. He handed it to Tim, and Zila leaned over to peer at it. Mandy peeked over the older man's shoulder. We have no idea who WNA is. Veek thinks PTK is P.T. Kavach.
It's not PTK, though, said Mandy.
Debbie shook her head.
Nope.
What? That's not how you read monograms,
Mandy said.
Yeah, Zila said. The big letter in the middle, that's the last initial. It's W-A-N and P-K-T.
I think they're right, said Tim.
He handed the picture back. Veek looked at it.
That's kind of silly.
Didn't y'all ever have a monogrammed sweater when you were a girl?
Asked Mandy.
Or a purse or school bag or something?
Veek stared over her glasses at Mandy.
Do I seem like the sweater and purse type to you?
Nate sighed. Okay, he said, so now we know nothing about the people who built this place.
Have you tried the Hall of Records?
Asked Clive.
Public Works has got to have building permits or something.
I put in a couple of requests, said Nate. Haven't heard back yet on any of them. He shoved the photo back into the legal pad. Has anyone noticed anything else odd about their apartments? Things that
just seem a little off or unusual. They shifted in their seats. Clive cleared his throat.
You know how we took all those measurements last weekend?
Nate nodded, so did everyone else.
Well, I was looking over them and noticed something else. Not only do all of our apartments have different layouts, they're all different sizes.
I thought your place looked bigger, Nate said to Mandy. Clive nodded.
Mandy's is the biggest, yeah, but there's a couple inches difference between all of them.
Isn't that just like a plus or minus thing? Asked Zila. You know, some operator error with the tape measure or something? He shook his head.
That might change things an inch here or there at the most. I'm talking 5 or 6 inches.
Nate drummed his fingers on his thigh. Do you still have all those numbers?
Yeah, I can shoot you a copy.
He nodded. Maybe we can spot a pattern or something. Mandy raised her hand. Does the elevator count as a mystery? I don't think it's ever worked. It's never worked while we were here, said Debbie.
Nate tried to recall his moving in day.
Oscar told me it's never worked while he was here. I'm not sure Oscar's a trustworthy source, said Veek.
Maybe there is no elevator, said Zila. It could have been removed decades ago. It might just be an empty shaft.
Elevator's in the basement, said Roger.
Veek's eyebrows went up.
How do you know?
LED flashlight, he said. Lights up the whole shaft through the window in the door. Checked it out one night right after I moved in. You can see all the cables, but no car.
He shrugged.
It's not on any of these 3 floors, so it's in the basement.
Tim frowned.
Does the elevator go to the basement?
Technically, the elevator doesn't go anywhere, said Nate. Zila smirked.
Wise ass. If it does, it'd be behind those big double doors, said Veek. It's too close to the front of the building.
I'm thinking we might try to get into there next weekend, said Nate. We just need to figure out a way to get through the locks and chains.
I can help with that, said Roger. I can pick locks.
Tim raised an eyebrow.
Seriously?
Nate asked. Roger nodded.
Oh, he said. Love this bit.
He pointed to the screen where Ed Norton raced through a Brazilian city with Tim Roth and a special ops team in hot pursuit.
I've got something else, said Mandy.
Shoot, said Nate.
Well, it's not in the building, she said. It's just something, I don't know, it kind of bothers me.
He gestured for her to go on and she shrugged.
I think there's a guy watching the building.
Tim coughed.
What?
I've seen this guy hanging out a couple times. He just sits in his car. Sometimes he's using a laptop. A couple times I've caught him looking at the building with binoculars like a peeper.
The guy in the green car, said Clive. He's always hogging 2 spaces.
Yeah, said Nate. I've seen him too. Tim sighed.
I can answer this one, he said.
You know him?
Sort of.
He looked at Nate and glanced over at Roger.
I wasn't entirely honest with you guys about deciding to start a new life. Lie by omission.
Roger bent his middle finger, pressed his thumb against it, and popped the knuckle.
What did you leave out?
The older man drummed his fingers on the arm of the couch.
A month before I got the buyout offer, I found out my wife was sleeping around some guy she'd met at work.
Debbie's face fell.
Oh, she said. That's awful.
Tim nodded.
We separated. She moved in with him. When the offer came, it seemed like a real godsend, a chance to pack up and move out. So I filed for divorce, sold the company, and here I am.
So the guy's what? Asked Veek. Her new boyfriend?
Tim shook his head.
He's a private detective. She knows she's fucked once we walk into divorce court. Pardon my language, ladies, so she hired him to spy on me. He's been keeping tabs on me 24/7 for the past month. If he can get something good, her lawyers can spin it to look like I drove her away or some bullshit.
What a bitch, said Roger.
Yeah, he agreed. Anyway, just ignore the guy. I'm hoping he'll hurry up and get lost sometime soon, and no random displays of affection, please. That's all I need is for her to pull out pictures of me getting hugged by a sexy young thing. They'd have a field day with that.
Our love will remain a secret, Zila promised, and I'll stop hanging my underwear in your window.
She blew him a big kiss across the room. Well, said Nate, that's solved. Next.
I can tell you two things I noticed once Nate got me looking, said Tim.
Yeah?
He nodded. There's a subsonic hum in my apartment.
Veek raised her eyebrows.
And you know this how?
I've got some recording equipment. It messes up the microphones, makes their diaphragms vibrate all the time like a white noise generator.
Nate scribbled it down on the legal pad. Is recording another hobby of yours? He smiled.
I play some guitar now and then.
What's number two? Tim pushed his hips into the air and pulled something out of his pocket. It looked like a credit card made of clear plastic. When he held it up to the light, Nate could see some concentric circles and dozens of fine lines. The inside of the circles blurred in the light like a cheap hologram effect.
I found this in the back of my briefcase, he said. I used to go hiking a lot when I lived back east when I was younger. Ended up carrying it with me when I started spending more time at the office.
He handed it off to Veek. She set it flat on her palm and Nate realized it was a compass. Her eyes went wide, so did Clive's.
Holy crap, he said.
Veek handed it to Zila. Debbie and Roger leaned in to get a look. Nate stepped forward and looked over her shoulder. The blur wasn't a hologram. The needle of the compass spun. It wasn't moving at Cuisinart speeds, but it wasn't slow. Zila tilted it while he watched. The needle showed no sign of slowing down.
It stops spinning if you move it outside, said Tim. You can just hold it out a window and it stops.
Zila dashed for the window on the other side of the lounge. Roger went with her.
That doesn't make sense, said Veek. If there was a magnetic field that strong here, half our electronics wouldn't work.
Wouldn't need to be that strong, though, asked Clive. It doesn't take much to move a compass needle.
Not much when you're close to it, Tim said. The whole reason compasses work is because the entire planet's one big magnet. Compared to that, see how close you need to get to a fridge magnet to do anything.
It stopped,
called Zila from the window. Works fine outside. Anything else? Nate looked at them.
Mutant cockroaches, said Debbie.
Noted, said Nate. If you have green cockroaches, count their legs. We've got a weird mutation here.
Actually, said Debbie, has anyone ever seen a normal cockroach in their apartment or anywhere in the building?
They shook their heads. Debbie's lip twisted. She looked at Nate and shrugged.
Okay,
said Nate. I guess the only other question is, who wants to help us figure all this stuff out?
Tim's hand went up. So did Zila's. Roger raised two fingers as soon as he saw Zila's go up.
I've got a gig starting this week, he said, but I'll help where I can.
You know we're in,
said Debbie. She and Clive smiled. Nate looked at Mandy.
She shook her head.
I'm sorry, she said. I won't tell on all y'all or anything, but I can't get evicted. I'll never get another place.
It's okay, he said. Believe me, I get it.
I like hanging out and talking about all this, but I just can't do anything else.
So, said Roger, we got a couple weird rooms, mutant bugs in the walls, and our power's coming out of the air or something.
That's about it, yeah, said Nate.
Roger nodded.
Cool. Anyone want to get a pizza or three? I'm starved.
If you get pizza, said Tim, I'll buy the beer.
I'm in, said Zila. Can we get one with no meat?
Roger raised his eyebrow.
You vegan?
Vegetarian, she said. Don't worry. Order your burnt cow and pig. I won't give you a hard time about it.
Clive grabbed the remote for the Blu-ray player and restarted the film. He glanced at Veek.
Really think this film's as bad as the Ong Lee one?
She shrugged.
I never saw it, to be honest. I just heard a lot of people didn't like this one either.
Yeah, well, a lot of people are stupid. This movie's just action and fun.